Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. And I have a couple of folks here in the studio with me from the city and borough of Sitka. First of all, Megan Bozak. She's the Community Affairs Director with the city. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you for coming in.
Yes, absolutely.
And we also have Harry Green. This is a long title. I'm going to make sure I get this one right. Maintenance and Operations Supervisor. I did not do that right. Maintenance, and I'm going to let you say it.
Maintenance and Operations Superintendent.
You have that down better than I do. Although you're pretty new to the position, I hear.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Couple years?
Couple years, yes.
And this is your second, coming up into your second winter as superintendent. And we're going to be talking about city, how it approaches snow removal, and some tips and tricks and such. And did you? Was this all on the job training from last year's crazy winter snow?
Well, I've moved some snow before in my life, but not to this extent. But it was.
You seem pretty modest about it. We were chatting earlier, and I know you would not want me driving any of this heavy equipment.
Well, we do have good training, and hopefully our guys don't slide off the road.
Well, you're doing this so people don't slide off the road, right?
Right.
So we're here to talk about, again, snow removal and how the city handles things. And you've got this kind of broken out into three areas. Megan, is that right?
We do, yeah. As our temperatures are dropping, we've noticed that we've had a little bit of snow and some ice. So really want to help people take precaution and know what they can do to be prepared when Sitka does get that snowy weather. So we've kind of broken it down. Our public works director has recommended the three P's of snow removal, which is be prepared, be patient, and be a partner. And I'll let Harry talk about how to be prepared.
Okay, first of all is your vehicle preparation. You should have the proper snow tires. Studded tires are preferred. If you can't do that, have chains to put on your tires when it gets slippery. New wiper blades, or just make sure your wiper blades are good. And keep your fuel tank half full or above, just so you don't get water condensation in it and you don't have frozen fuel lines.
Yeah, I have to say the first thing I thought about when it came to snow removal was, you know, I think my mind went straight to the trucks, right? And the sand, and it was not about being prepared, not having my own vehicle prepared with all these things. So why do you start with that one?
Well, we can't always get to our roads. We start out in the center of town and work our way out, and when we prioritize the schools and hospitals, and then we work our way out. So we can't always get out to the end of the road. So it's good to have your vehicle prepared to drive in the snow.
So sand, you said, chains.
Correct.
That kind of stuff.
And for you personally, talking ice grippers or ice cleats, oftentimes we're walking around parking lots or in driveways. I was walking up on the cross trail on Sunday, and it was really icy. So make sure that you have those grippers. Make sure that your home is prepared, too, for a brief outage or any other winter safety materials you can have on hand. We just never can tell what we're getting living in such a beautiful place. That can have inclement weather. So we'd like to encourage our citizens to be prepared.
So be prepared and be patient.
That's one of the keys. Next one,
okay.
Yeah. The other one is think about your routes. Say you live up on top of Cascade Creek Hill. It's snowing out. You know, instead of going straight down Cascade Creek Hill, you might want to take a left and go down Edgecombe or something like that. So you're not putting yourself in danger. I mean, some people, you know, that live on hilly roads, they don't have an option to do that. So we understand that, and that's where you get back in making sure you have the right snow tires and stuff like that.
Also, to add to that, make sure that you add some following time behind cars. In icy weather, you never know when you might slide or slip a little bit. So just take a little bit longer, be a couple minutes late, and make sure you're safe between the car in front of you.
You know, it's so easy for me anyway, I'm in the habit of doing exactly the same thing every single time, that kind of breaking that habit, right, and saying, oh, I need to go a different direction today. That would be a good idea. I need to remember that.
Yeah.
That's good, because I live on a little bit of a hill, and I have to be careful with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we all do.
And you have another P. be prepared, be patient.
And be a partner.
Right.
So what does that mean?
Well, we feel that snow removal and ice removal, that's going to take all of us in a major storm. Like Harry said, we've got limited crews, and sometimes due to the size and duration of the storm, our capacity may not be able to get to all the spots immediately. So as Harry said, we focus our snow removal efforts around the schools and hospitals first. Remember that Sawmill Creek and Halibut Point Road are maintained by the state DOT. So we really will focus from the center of town out for snow removal.
So how do you work with the other group then that's clearing part of the road? I mean, you know, that's something that I didn't think about either, that of course the two different responsibilities, mm-hmm. right? So how do you or do you coordinate with those folks?
We don't necessarily coordinate on snow removal, but we do work together, and we do have a very good working relationship with the state mm-hmm. DOT.
Another way you can be a partner is to make sure and remove your cars or boats from the side of the road so that when snow plows come through, you don't get burned in and stuck for a while. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing.
So we did actually ask some post on our Facebook page and asked if anyone had any questions for you. And that's a question that did come up. We had a listener who commented and said, I've always wondered why we don't do odd and even parking. And the way she described it is that on one day, everybody on odd days, people park on one side of the road. That leaves the other side free for snow removal or sweeping or whatever. And then you flip that the following day. So what's your response to that?
Well, we actually do that, and there are no parking signs on the streets downtown that tell you.
We have that.
Yes.
Okay.
And it has times that you shouldn't park and days that you shouldn't park on certain sides of the streets. One is for snow removal. The other one is for sweeping the streets in the summertime to keep the streets clean.
I don't think I've ever noticed that.
You will now.
I yeah. will now. I will if I get a ticket, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, that answered that question. So another question we had was, we had a listener ask about clearing the sidewalks. Actually, the question was, why are snow plowers, city and private, allowed to pile snow on the sidewalks?
Well, part of the reason is, we don't want to plow snow up on the sidewalks, mm-hmm. but after having so much snow, we've got to keep the roads open, so we do have to push the snow up on the sidewalks. And then we just don't have the budget to remove the snow from the sidewalks. And a lot of the sidewalks that we get complaints are DOT sidewalks. The state is responsible for them.
Okay, so that's another thing maybe I didn't know about was that not only are the roads cleared by DOT, some of them, but the sidewalks. Can you give me an example? What are some of the DOT sidewalks?
The DOT is responsible for the road from the airport to the roundabout, and from the roundabout out HBR, and from the roundabout out Sawmill Creek.
Okay.
Those are all state DOT roads.
So no matter where the sidewalk is, though, the calls probably come to your department.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. We get the calls, whether they're state sidewalks. And some of them are our sidewalks. And again, mm-hmm. I say we just, when we get so much snow, we got to put it somewhere. And it ends up on the sidewalks. And then we just don't have the budget to remove the snow from the sidewalks.
So last year we had an incredible amount of snow.
Right.
And that budget... How did the budget work for that, and how did that carry through to this year? Did I don't know if it changed your planning for this year or not. What
we went over our snow removal budget, and so we had to ask the assembly for some more money,
mm-hmm.
and then we increased our budget a little bit to this year, so we don't have the same problem, and hopefully, you know, I can't forecast how much snow
right.
we're going to have, so I mean, hopefully, we have enough money.
So, how much money is it? What's the budget for snow removal? Do you have that off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Where does the money go? I think maybe immediately about paying the guys that drive the trucks, but there's got to be more than that.
There's of course payroll,
mm-hmm.
and then we have. equipment that we have to keep up, chains, plow blades. And then we have people that are contracted to remove snow from the parking lots and downtown and around the schools.
And so you don't do all the snow removal yourself?
We have some contracted, yeah, just because we just don't have the manpower or the resources to do it. And then two of our biggest budget is sand and chemical for de-icing. Mm.
And when do you decide to use one of those? How do you decide, I'm going to use sand today, I'm going to use chemical today, I need to bring out the heavy
equipment?
Well,
we look at the weather. Sometimes the police department will call. We have a person that's on call 24 hours a day and might call them up at 12 o'clock and say, hey, we got some roads that are slippery and we need to get some sand down or some chemical. And so when the roads get slippery, you know, we make a call 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Well, we better get out and start sanding before everybody gets up.
Great. Well, we did have one other comment on our Facebook page, and that was from a listener who said, tell them thanks for all the hard work and pray for a snow-free year.
Amen.
Amen to that. So thanks so much for coming in today. We've been speaking with Harry Green. He's the Maintenance and Operations Superintendent for Public Works, and Megan Bozak, Community Affairs Director with the City and Borough of Sitka. So if you have any questions, you can call the Public Works Department. That's the best way to get a hold of them. Maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know about that, but 747-1806 is the number. And Megan, you also mentioned a couple of electronic ways to keep in touch with what's going on.
Absolutely. We always have information on our cityofsitka.com website and also our Facebook page. We continually post ideas about winter prep and what you can do to be prepared, be patient, and be a partner to the city and borough.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go look that up.
Right.
All right. Thanks so much for coming
Peter.
In.